it doesn't really matter what instrument you play. There's a way to play it with Jewish inflections, with Jewish signifiers, with a Jewish kind of feeling. And, you know, it would be easier for me to show that on clarinet, maybe a little harder on saxophone, and harder than that, really, on piano, to tell you the truth, which is not really an instrument that's done. But the thing is that on piano, again, you have to learn, you know. So this, for example, if I play, you know, that's a note. You know, if I play, that's sort of a Jewish note.
Yeah, the grace note makes it Jewish.
Because it has, or even better, usually a little flat. Flatter is better. But of course, the piano's got equal temperament, which Jewish music really doesn't have so much. So, you know, so you're going to find that, in fact, if I play a Jewish folk song, see, I can, something like that. You know, and if I play it on piano, it's going to come out, you know, Because if you sing it, yeah, I heard Jewish singers. They go, I mean, you know, you hear, you notice that kind of stuff, so you have to go. You can't go. You know, so I mean, you figure out what the things are, you know, that make the instrument sound like to speak the language.
Right.
You know, and on every instrument that's different, and that's a lot of fun, is, you know, helping the musician figure out what it is for their instrument. You have to do that. But the main thing is that it doesn't become particular to klezmer or Hasidic music or chazanis. It really is something that's in, you know, it's basically in all of them, and there's a stylistic element that you know, I think it's important to start with. And I think it's what made, you know, for a lot of people, it's like what made Karl Bach, for example, so compelling. Because there's this guy with a guitar, but it's not the same. You know, he's not just, I mean, he's not out there, you know. Shalom Rav Israel. It's pretty, you know.
It's rocking.
Shalom Rav. You know, it's not that, right? It's got this element. It's got the guitar, but it's going in, you know, what is it? The great thing is the Ashkenazic pronunciation is so rich, you know, and all that stuff. And it's like, hey, that's, you know, that's different, you know, but, you know, what's really interesting is he's not changing it. He's not doing the thing that, you know, so much Jewish culture has had since the 50s, which is a, you know, I would say, kind of subject to the Cultural Revolution, you know, that basically says we started over, we dropped all that stuff. We're in America, we don't have to cry anymore.